Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngomvulo mhlaka 6 kuLwezi 2017 ngontungamili inkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
In accordance with the constitution of Zimbabwe,
uMongameli Robert Mugabe sexotshe umsebenzi omunye wabasekeli bakhe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Uzulu wakoBulawayo wamukela ukuxotshwa kukaMnangagwa ngempiko ngemibono etshiyeneyo. Njalo isizalwane saseMelika esibotshwe ngeviki edluleyo sisetheswa icala lokuthuka uMugabe sizamiswa emthethweni labango lwesithathu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Robert Mugabe namuhla uxotshe umsebenzi omunye wabasekeli bakhe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa emethesa icala lokumhlamukela. Kuvika uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kuza ngemva kwezehlakalo ezimbalwa ezibe khona ngempela viki lapho umkamongameli Robert Mugabe, unkosikazi Grace Mugabe, enze lokho akwenza njengalapho kuxotshwa unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru, elaye ukuba makaxotshwe umsebenzi uMnangagwa ngoba enguye obangela ukungezwani kuZANU-PF. Unkosikazi Grace Mugabe uqale nyakenye imikhankaso yokuba asuswe esikhundleni umnumzana Mnangagwa embeka imilandu embalwa egoqelwa ukuvukela umkakhe ngokufuna isikhundla sakhe. Emhlanganweni lentathela izindaba, umphathintambo wezokwethulwa kwemibiko kanye lezokusakaza u-Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo uveze ukuba leli nyathelo lithethwe ngemva komhlangano ongenwe esigodlweni sikamongameli e-State House.
In accordance with the constitution of Zimbabwe, amendment number 20,
umongameli welizwe umnumzana uRobert Mugabe usebenzise amandla akhe ukumisa umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa umsebenzi wokuba ngumsekeli kamongameli kusukela manje.
Akathandanga ukubuzwa imibuzo eminingi zintatheli zindaba umoyo onguyena njalo isikhulumeli sebandla leZANU-PF. Ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe yaseHarare umnumzana Henry Mnjanja uthi akumangalisi okwenzakale kuMnangagwa velivele selidumela emasumpeni.
Avele sikubona kubuya lokhu ukuthi uMnangagwa vele uMgabe uzamxotsha. Umgabe vele kafuni umuntu otshengisa ukuthi uyathanda, uyafuneka ngabantu abaningi. Umgabe ucabanga ukuthi abantu kumele bathande yena, kumele bafune yena kuphela.
Kodwa uMnjanja ethi kungasoke kwaguqula lutho kunhlala kahle kaZulu okwenziwe ngumgabe.
Lokhu akusoze kusize ilizwe leZimbabwe, kuzayenza ukuthi ilizwe leli libe lokhu lihlukunyezwa ngomgabe ngomfazi wakhe. Umgabe lomfazi wakhe bazabusa leli lizwe bangubabili, bangu-2 kuphela. Kuzaba futhi le new faction, ama-factions akasoze aphele kuZANU-PF. Ucabanga ukuthi usecedile indaba yama-factions, factionalism kuZANU-PF umgabe, kodwa akasoze ayicede. Kuzavuka inye futhi, kuzaba lokhu ixutshanisa ngabantu.
Umnumzana Ronald Moyo ngomunye wabathakazelela ukuxotshwa kukaMnangagwa.
Ngoba lumuntu ungananzelela ube khona kakhulu kuwonke amaqhinga abesenziwa ngumgabe leZANU-PF yokuhlukuluza abantu beZimbabwe kusukela ngo-1980. Ngiyazi ukuthi engakaxotshwa bekulokukhuluma okuningi, abantu bengani abazwisisi ukuthi mhlawumbe angaxotshwa kumbe mhlawumbe angahlala. Kodwa manje ukuthi usexotshiwe sesizizwa okunye okuningi besivele singakwazi ngaye, ngoba abantu besesaba phela ukukhuluma ukuthi bengakhuluma mhlawumbe asale ebandleni kube nguye obusayo, seqalisa ukubabulala njengoba izandla zakhe zivele zona zigcwele igazi. kodwa uthi sexoxile kathesi ngibona kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba sokusinika lati ithemba lokuthi sesingaba lokukhetho oluhlanzekileyo olungela ukuchitha igazi phakathi ngoba nguye obencedisa ibandla elibusayo ukuchitha igazi.
Asuye waqala ukuxotshwa kulesi sikhundla uMnankagwa ngemva kwamazwi kankosikazi Mgabe okukhuthaza ukuthi umuntu kaxotshwe owamthiyela leso sikhundla unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru laye waxotshwa ngendlela efanayo eseleminyaka elithumi ephethe leso sikhundla. Abanye ababa ngabasekeli bakamongameli Mgabe asebabhubhayo babalisa umnumzana Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo, umnumzana Simon Wengetsai Mzenda, umnumzana Joseph Msika lo mnumzana John Landa Nkomo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
UZulu wakobulawayo yena wamukele ngembono ehlukeneyo ukuxotshwa kukaMnankagwa. Kubika uBathabile Masuku.
Ngomgqibelo umkamongameli unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ubesekuveze sobala ukuthi uMnankagwa usezaxoshwa ngendlela amchothoze ngayo emchaza njengomuntu osebhidliza ibandla leZANU-PF ngokuxabanisa abantu. Ekhuluma emkhosini wabatsha unkosikazi Mugabe uthe abafuni abantu abehlukanisa abantu bedala ukungezwani phakathi kwebandla lakhe lapho ahozwe khona ngabasekela uMnankagwa. Abahlaziya ngezombusazwe kobulawayo bathi lokhu yinto ebivele isilindelwe nguZulu wonke ikakhulu kulandela izehlakalo zangempela viki. Umnumzana Thomas Thole ocubungula ezombusazwe engumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeGetshenge uthi lokhu bese kuvele kusobala ebantwini laloba nje abanye bebecabanga ukuthi uMnankagwa akathinteki.
Ukuxotshwa kukamsekeli kamongameli uMnankagwa lokhu esikuzwayo ayinto nje esingathi sesivele sesiyikhangelele ikakhulu uma sikhangela lokhu kwenzakale eWhite City lalokhu njalo kuphinde kwenzeka eRufaro Stadium. Bekuvele sekukhanya ukuthi hayi bese kusele nje kuphela ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi usexotshiwe. Ngakho ke ngibona ngani uma kade sikhangela lezi nguquko ezibe khona especially emalangeni la amabili adluleyo, hayi lathi bese sikhangelela ukuthi into njengale ingayenzeka loba nini. Ikakhulu sikhangela amazwi kamama uFirst Lady kanye nomongameli ngokwakhe.
Esekela nalo sithole umnumzana Nkululeko Moyo uthe lokhu kucabana kwabantu bebandla elibusayo kuyinto ebisihamba isibanga eside kakhulu kodwa ingacaci ukuthi iyaphele langaphi.
Esingakutsho ukuthi yinto eyenzakale yathola uZulu engalindele kwabanye kodwa abanye bebevele bekulindele ngoba nxa kudulandela kade kusenzakala emalangeni edluleyo bekutshengisela sobala ukuba yikho okuzagcina kusenzakala lokho okwenzakale namhlanje.
Omunye njalo ohlaziya ezombusazwe umnumzana Lungile Bhebhe uthe ingungu ibisikhalela ukudabuka njalo ukuxotshwa lokhu yinto ebisilindelwe nguZulu.
Vele ingungu ibisikhale kakhulu obesokhombisa ukuthi izadabuka iloba ngasiphi isikhathi. Ngokunanzelela kwami laphana eWhite City ngendlela okwenzakale ngakho izinto vele besokusobala ukuthi hayi undoda leyo-ke usehambile ngekhaya.
Umgcini sihlalo wohlangothi lwabatsha kuZANU-PF umnumzana Khudzanai Chipanga ubevele esecele kumongameli Robert Mugabe ukuthi kulungisiswe udaba lwabasekeli ebandleni lakhe ukuze omunye wabasekeli abe ngowesifazane. Lokhu kuhle kwagcizelelwa njalo ngumgabe lonkosikazi wakhe lapho sebekhuluma phambi kombuthano wakobulawayo ngomgqibelo. Bonke bathembisa ukuthi umhlangano omkhulu webandla uzalungisisa isisekelo sombuso seZANU-PF ukuze abesifazana banikezwe isihlalo sabo. Ngomgqibelo umgabe ukhulume kabuhlungu ukuthi waphambanisa yini ngokwenza uMnankagwa umsekeli wakhe ahle amxothe masinya. Ngemva kosuku olulodwa nje wahle waxotshwa esihlalweni uMnankagwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Kunjalo nje umbuzo omkhulu osemlonyeni yabanengi ngothi ngubani ozakhethwa ngumgabe ukuthatha isikhundla sikaMnankagwa. Bakhona abathi uzafaka umkakhe uGrace ngoba kusobala ukuthi uyasifuna lesi sikhundla. Kube labanye abathi engafaka umkhokheli wedale lesenethi unkosikazi Edna Madzongwe. Asizweni incwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ukuthi yena ulubona njani lolu daba.
njengokubona kwami inkulumade ezisenziwa ngomama ase ngikhulume izingenze esingathi khona ube zama nje ukukhipha amazolo ekhiphela elungisela indlela yomunye umuntu. Ngibona ngathi mina loba kungaba kule ihloni ezithize ezokuthi afake umkakhe esikhundleni kungenzakala ukuthi abantu bakhona mfowethu vele kabanalihloni uzamfaka. Kungani engahlanga akhulume ngakho ukuthi uthi engxenye usabe uzabuza nje bonabona umumo wakhona kodwa ngibona ngathi mina uzamfaka umkakhe ukuthi abe ngu-vice president.
Yena ubaba uMnangagwa ubona eqhubekela phambili njani lapha singabona exotsha la kuZANU PF yini ebumba elakhe ibandla njengonkosikazi Joyce Mujuru?
Ngibuza omuhle kakhulu ngoba mina ngani vele ngiqinise intamo vele ngithithi loba kungenzeka ukuthi ngathi amkhuphe esikhundleni soba ngumsekeli kodwa ukuthi bamphothe ebandleni kuzadinga isibindi esikhulu ngoba akula sizathu esibambekayo esitshengisayo ukuthi kule nto engenza ukuthi bamphothe ebandleni. Abaye bese beqondane lohlupho lwenkinga yokuthi iMasingo leMidland baye bese beyilahlele ekhatana iqondanele laba abaphikisanayo. Hhayi, ngibona ngathi kuyabe kuyisibindi esikhulu kakhulu ukuthi bamkhiphe ebandleni.
Lona ibandla leZANU PF ulibona lisimanjani okwamanje ngoba belivele lizamazama ubona liqhubekela phambili njani kulandela udaba lukaMnangagwa lolo?
Ye, into yakhona phela ukuthi nxa sokuqondane lokhetho abantu bakhona babe bazama ukuthi babambane kodwa okwakhathesi ukwesaba lokwethuka kwakhona ngenkulumo zabo sokutshengisela ukuthi angisoze kube lamabadla amabili hathi kodwa kuzakwenzakala ukuthi singena kukhetho kuzakubala labana abantu abathi khona athi sozifake uphawu lethu silandelela iZANU PF sidinga kwabanye amavoti azakwamalitshwane kakhulu ngomnyaka ozayo.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya yingcwethi kwezombusazwe sixoxe laye eseHarare.
Asambeni madoda siyovota.
Uyakwazi na lapho okumele uyebhalisa ukuvota? Isigaba sesibili sohlelo lokubhalisa ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota ngomnyaka ozayo ka-2018 oluqhutshwa yi-Commission ebona ngezokhetho eyeZEC siqala mhla ka-29 Mfufu sisiyaphela ngolwezi 13, 2017. Kobulawayo Bulawayo, South and Central, ePhelandaba, Mpopoma, eMakhandeni, eMthumbane, eLobhengula, laseLuvuko. Harare Metropolitan, Harare Central, Harare East, Harare West, Harare North, Mount Pleasant, Sunningdale, Mabukuta Fara, Hatfield, Southerton, Highfield East, Budiriro, leTsibarasese. Manicaland, Nyanga, North and South, Mtsasa, South, North and Central, Lemtare North, eMashonaland Central, Shamva, North le South, eGurube North, eMount Darwin East le South, leRushinga, eMashonaland East, uZumba Maramba, Maramba Pungu, uZumba, Murewa North West le South, eMarodera East le Central, eMashonaland West, eHurungwe East, Makonde, eChinoyi, eMakonde, eMangura, Kozimba, Zimba West, Kanyelo North, eMashingo, Chivi Central, eNorth, Nase South, Mashingo North, South, West, Le Central, Le Mashingo Eben, eMathebeleland North, eLupane East, eCholocho, North, Le South, Le Mkuzi, eMathebeleland South, eMathobo North, Kanyelo South, eBubulilima East, Kanyelo West, eNkabazwe eMidland, Gokwe South, Le Central, Gokwe Sasami, Mberengwa West, eSouth, North, le-East. Izishabane Ngezi, kanye lezishabane Runde. Kodwa phela, lawa ayisiwo wonke ama-centers alingabhalisa kiwo ukuvota. Lilakho ukuwathola kuwebsayithi yethu iye Voice of America ethi www.voaindebele.com.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington. Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ingxabangxoza ekhona kubandla lezanu PF esibangele ukuxotshwa komunye wabasekeli bakamgabe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Abenhlanganiso yezempilakahle abadabuka kule Melika, abe Free to Smile Foundation kuliviki basesibhedlela sempilo Central kobulawayo lapho abakhangelelwe ukuhlinza abantu abangamachumi amane abalendebe ezidabukileyo. Umqondisi wenhlelo ze Free to Smile Foundation uDokotela Graham Chad uthi eZimbabwe baningi abantwana abazalwa vela lesisimo. Ngalokho uthi bazaphenduka njalo ngomnyaka ozayo. Kuvika intatheli zindaba yethu ngokugcweleyo.
Umqondisi we-Free to Smile Foundation uDokotela Graham Chad uthi kulequla labodokotela labongi abavela eMelika lakwamanye amazwe aze labo ukuzoqhuba lomsebenzi abawuqale eZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2016 eHarare njalo ngokwesibili besiza kobulawayo ngoba bananzelela ukuba abantu bahamba umango omude bezohlinzwa eHarare. Umnumzana Oswald Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sesibhedlela sempilo, uthi izolo baqale ukuhlola abantu abazahlinzwa kusukela lamuhla kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Ethi abantu balakho ukuza esibhedlela sempilo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu ukuzohlolwa kungelambadalo kanye lokubhalisa ukuzohlinzwa kuthuba elizayo uma inani labo selenele elabantu abangamachumi amathathu.
Iviki leyo siqhuba uhlelo lwe-Free to Smile lapho abantu from all over Zimbabwe ababuya empilo, abantwana abancane labanye abadala babuya bezohlinzwa bathungwe indebe ezazalwa zivulekile. Sikhangelele ukusiza abantu abafika amachumi amathathu okweviki yonke kuqalisa namuhla kungoMvulo kuze kuyefika uLwesihlanu.
Unkosikazi Siphephile Dlodlo osuka eLupane uthe umntanakhe uKing Phiri wazalwa elendebe lesilakalaka esidabukileyo ethi uma ekhuluma kazwakali kuhle. Lumntwana oleminyaka elithumi uyafunda kodwa ufunda nzima ngoba uyezwa ukuthi umbalisi uthini kodwa umbalisi kamuzwa.
Ibizo lami nanguSiphephile Dlodlo. Umntana lo wazalwa enjalo ngambelethela ekhaya. So ngasengisuka lensiya esibhedlela esikhulu esakithi eSt Luke's. iSt Luke's yasintransfera ngapha koBulawayo ngo-2007. So wahlala 7 months. After 7 months basebemthunga umlomo wangaphezu wasala ngaphakathi. So kathesi ngilande ukuthi azolungiswa ngaphakathi. Le 10 years, 5 months.
Uyafunda?
Yeah, uyafunda.
Grade 4. Ngaphi?
Embono Primary School.
Unkosikazi Sozinyathi uthe umzukulu wakhe uPierre Gedi Ndlovu udabuke isilakalaka lendebe yaphezulu wazalwa enjalo ukhangelele ukuhlinzwa ngolwesithathu.
uPierre Ndlovu ulandu kuzothunga umlomo udabuke phansi laphezulu ukuhamba ngolwesithathu nane 4.
UDokotela Chad uchaze ukuba phakathi kwabantwana abangamakhulu ayisifica munemibili lamachumi amahlanu abazalwa eZimbabwe ngelanga oyedwa uzalwa elendebe kumbe isilakalaka esidabukileyo. Uqhubeke ethi ngesikhathi behlinza abantu bayafundisa njalo odokotela labongi beZimbabwe ukuba indebe edabukileyo ithungwa njani. Abanesilakalaka esidabukileyo balakho ukudla nzima, ukudla kuphuma ngamakhala, okugcina kubangela eminye imikhuhlane lokuhitshwa yikudla. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7, ngikobulawayo eMpilo Central Hospital, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Isizalwane saseMelika esibotshwe ngeviki edluleyo sisetheswa icala lokuthuka uMongameli Mugabe lokuzama ukugenqula uhulumende wakhe sizamiswa emthethweni ndaba ngolwesithathu. Njalo amaqweta aso azacela ukuthi sikhululwe ngemali yesibambiso ibail. Unkosazana Martha Donovan oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi amabili lanhlanu umiswe emthethweni ndaba njalo ngomgqibelo. Ingcwethi zithi ukubotshwa kukaDonovan kulakho ukuphazamisa imizamo yokulungisisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe leMelika. Omunye walezi ngcwethi ngumnumzana Lucas Nkomo oligqwetha.
Abaphethe ezombuso i-executive gatsha lukahulumente bayaqina benyathela amalungelo abantu, bayaqina besebenzisa umthetho ngendlela eyokuncindezela abantu. Lokho kuba sobala ngoba uma sibheka isikhathi esikiso kathesi, isikhathi esokulungiselela ukhetho oluzayo luka-2018, ngakho-ke isikhathi lapho abantu okukhangela ukuthi bazame ukuthi baxoxisane, babeke imibono yabo ngesimo esikhona ezweni. Njalo leyo mibono angeke bayibeke bengazange bakhulume ngabantu abayibo abaphethe ezombuso kathesi, abantu abayibo abasifake kulesi simo esikiso. Ngakho-ke kwelo kuqakathekile ukuthi ilungelo labantu ukuthi bakhulume bekhululekile, i-freedom of expression kube yiyo abantu abagxila kiyo ngalesi sikhathi, ukwenzela ukuthi babe lako ukukhulumisana babonisane ngembono futhi kufika ukhetho njengabantu asebekwazi ukuthi hhayi sesike saxoxisana sesile ndlela yokuthi sikwazi ukuthi singavota ngayiphi indlela ngesimo esikiso. Ngakho-ke ukubotshwa kwalaba abantu ngokukhuluma nje izinto ezingayindawo ku-social media lapho bahanjiswe emakhothi kutshengisela ukuthi-ke abaphethe ezombuso bazazama ngazo zonke indlela zokuthi bazame ukunqinisekisa abantu bengakhululeki ekukhulumeni lapho, bengakhululeki ekuxoxisaneni sisiya kukhetho.
Siyazi ukuba ubudlelwano phakathi weZimbabwe leMelika buvele kabumanga kuhle, njalo bekule mizamo yokulungisisa lobu budlelwano. Ukubotshwa kwaluntombazana oyisizalwane seMelika awuboni na kuphazamisa imizamo le?
Udaba lolu lwentombazana yaseMelika ebotshiweyo kuyafanele ukuthi uhulumeni we-America alukhangele, aluhlolisise, njalo ananzelele ukuba uma edinga ukuthi akhulumisane umlotha lohulumeni waseZimbabwe, kufanele bakubeke sobala ukuthi kukhulumisana umlotha lokho kufanele kugoqele ukuhlonipha isisekelo sombuso, i-constitution yeZimbabwe, namalungelo abantu afakwa kwisisekelo sombuso, i-constitution yeZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Lucas Nkomo ligqwetha sixoxela ekobulawayo. Ozithi uyinkosi yamaNdebele umnumzana Stanley Raphael Khumalo obotshwe ngamapholisa kobulawayo esetheswa icala lokwenza umhlangano engelamvumo izolo ukhululwe namhla engelacala alethesiweyo. Isikhulumeli sikaKhumalo umnumzana Greta Vodloza Spanda utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi akulamhlangano uKhumalo ake wawenza, yikho nje amapholisa eswele ukuthi amede secala bani. Lanxa bekhona abathakazelela ukuxotshwa komunye wabasekeli bakamongameli Mugabe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla, abasekeli beZANU-PF bathi lokhu kwenziwe ngoba umongameli Mugabe zama ukulungisisa ibandla phambilini kokhetho luka-2018. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxe lelunga leZANU-PF Central Committee umnumzana Joseph Chuma. Umnumzana Mathula Lusinga olwela amalungelo oluntu lonkosazana Khulu Ndlovu. Asizweni uChuma isungula lingxoxo.
Kumele sikuzwisisana umongameli nguye owenzele elamandla okufaka umuntu esikhundleni, njalo nguye elamandla okumkhipha umuntu esikhundleni. Akulanto emangalisayo, yinto angayizenzeli kumbe kwaba ngasiphi isikhathi
ngokubona kwami nama-eventi enzakaleni yomthembi wobulawayo bekuyi-confirmation lapho umgabe a-athakhe khona umlangatha lo-Grace bemtshela ukuthi akasebenzi kami kahle lezalupiyef. So yinto nje ebevele ingeke iyendawo ukuthi engaphila phakathi kwalo mhlangano beso kumele ahambe.
Ye kodwa bakhona abanye abathi-ke babalusinga umlangakwa ube labantu abamsekelayo njalo abanye bebecabangele ukuthi usekelo lalibutho labanye abaku-CIO. So pho kusiya phambilini kuzahamba njalo, basoze bezondeni abantu labo.
Umumo wona vele usuyingozi kathiwe. Okuthi usekelwa ngamabutho angeke sikukhonfirme lokho, kodwa unabo abangani abaphakathi ku-ARMY.
Sithathe-ke uKhuli Ndlovu.
Ayi, bekungamelanga amqothe shiwa, ngani sebegugile bonke sebedalo. Ayi, akukho right ngoba kade besebenzelana bezisana, manje nxa ulandelela indaba zangikhona, hayi, uthola kungahambiseki kahle. Kumbe ubonile ukuthi kona engayenzakalelwa ngenye into lwane ngafuna ethethe isikhundla, umnankakho ngathatha isikhundla.
Ye, kodwa-ke nxa
kubona la ukuthi khona ngcono bamqoshe, ngoba anje laphana besihamba silandelela kukhulunywa ngokwabo-chefu ukuthi kuye kwadliswa lo-chefu. So into yangikhona yakubona ukuthi vele ayihambelani lakhona.
Lapho Gibbs Dube ubexoxela unkosazana Khulu Ndlovu, uMathula Lusinga lomnumzana Joseph Chuma owebandla leZANU-PF. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lengezi Platinum uTondera Indiraya uthi kusemandleni abo ukuphakamisa isicoco seKasilaga Premier Soccer League lonyaka. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu lengezi Platinum yilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo le miklomelo ngamashumi ayisithupha lantathu okulinani elilingana leliphethwe liqembu elihlezi kwindawo yesibili engalaneni ele-FC Platinum, kodwa elengezi lihlezi phezulu ngoba lihlohlekanengi. Kusele imidlalo yemithathu kuba imidlalo yesigaba seKasilaga Premier Soccer League ifike emaphethelweni, njalo kulamaqembu amane alethuba lokuphakamisa isicoco. Kodwa umqeqeshi weqembu lengezi Platinum Stars uTondera Indiraya utshele intatheli zindaba ngemva komdlalo weqembu lakhe leLebantu Rovers bona ophele lengezi linqobe nge-1 kanya ukuba kusemandleni yeqembu lakhe ukuphakamisa lenkezo.
Kusasemandleni ethu ukuphakamisa isicoco. Into okumele siyenze ikunqoba emidlaleni eseleyo sibe zintshantshu zalonyaka. Umbuzo usekuthini, sizakwenelisa yini lokho?
Emdlalweni walo olandelayo iqembu lengezi lizadlala lele Chicken Inn, kuthi kolandelayo lizadlala lele FC Platinum okungamanye amaqembu alamathuba okuphakamisa isicoco lonyaka. Okutsho ukuba nxa lingawanqoba liyabe selizifake esimeni esihle kumkhankaso walo okuba zintshantshu zalonyaka. Emdlalweni walo wokugcina iqembu lengezi lizadibana lele Triangle. Ngaphansi kwengalane impi yokusinda ekugunyulweni kusigaba saphezulu iqhubekela phambili, njalo amaqembu abalisa eleshabhane mind lewangi alokhu elethemba elokusila ngesikhala senalithi, ikanti iqembu letsholotsho leLebantu Rovers yiwo asephelelwe ngumphako. Iqembu lewangi elithuthukise amathuba alo okusinda ekugunyulweni ngokubhaqabula ele-Highlanders nge-3 kanyangesonto. Maningi kodwa amanye amaqembu asengozini yokuphuma, kodwa yasesimeni esibi ngabalisa eleBulawayo City, eleHarare City, eleYada kanye leleBlack Rhinos. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nguJoseph Njanji.
Ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. UMongameli Robert Mugabe sexotshe umsebenzi omunye wabasekeli bakhe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa emethesa icala lokumhlamukela. Isizalwane saseMelika esibotshwe ngeviki edluleyo sisetheswa icala lokuthuka uMgabe sizamiswa emthethweni laba ngolwesithathu. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje, olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo. Lila.
Si Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.